This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the refrigerator's been making a kind of weird, drippy internal noise lately.
Okay.
And another is... I don't remember, but one night when you were working on taxes, I got locked out of the Fidelity credit card account. Do you remember that? I'm still out. Is it locked?
I should be able to just reset the password.
No, because I think that goes through your email. Your email.
I don't think so. I just ask security questions.
Hold on. I'll try it while I got one. So, if I want to log in as Dustin Dufault, and I put in the password I think it is, it says, your access has been blocked. You can reset your password on fidelity.com from your desktop computer. Oh, okay. So I need to go to a laptop, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can just reset it, I guess.
Oh, can you just do that then?
Okay. I'll make it conference 4866.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Or, you know, that's what it had been when you first started working on taxis.
Yeah. I didn't change it.
And then you probably realized that all of our credit card interest rates went down with
yes.
Yeah. And you know that Janie put you in her household for the census?
No, she told me to have you put me in your household.
Well, I think she wanted to run it by you, and she ended up telling you that that was what she thought would be best. But then she called me, and she was like, oh, I realize I should call you before I, you know, just say that's how it's going to be. And I basically told her I was concerned about my Medicaid.
Okay.
Because I filled that all out, that application, based on you not being in our household.
Okay.
So she ended up deciding there wasn't any reason that that she shouldn't claim you. But
okay.
I think that she didn't bother to go back and tell you that.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you said all the payments are stopped on all the student loans?
Yeah.
Okay.
The doctor said that personality disorders don't have anything to do with medicine because the medicine is just for depression.
Okay.
And she does suggest that I switch to a different class of drugs, but I haven't had a chance to look into them yet.
Okay. So she didn't write the prescription, but she's willing to, like, call it in for you if you tell her that you're ready?
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And does she have anything to do with the personality disorder diagnosis, or is she kind of like your therapist, like that doesn't even matter?
She says that it would be a therapy thing.
But she doesn't have anything to do with... Like, I get that she doesn't have anything to do with the treatment. Does she have anything to do with, I don't know, interpreting the, you know, the scaled scores from the whatever?
No, she just does this.
Okay. Do you like her?
I do like her, but I went through all the trouble of going there for my appointment, and when I went in, they said, did we send you the link to do it over the phone, like over face chat? And I said, no. And they're like, oh, well, we were just talking about that. Yes, she's going to call you in a few minutes. So it was like all over the phone, which is fine, I guess, but I'm just not super happy with that office, honestly.
Right, because they shouldn't have made you drive there.
Right.
That's not okay. But, I'll be honest, it's probably better than anything we have in Nassau County. And this coronavirus thing is probably revolutionizing everybody to be able to do stuff, you know, by FaceTime forever in the future.
I don't know. I'm paying for a therapist. Don't want to be able to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely can. I'm just saying, like, the whole, like, oh, gosh, it's all the way in Jack's Beach. There's a chance it'll end up being up to you if there's ever a week you can't make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I was thinking about trying to switch.
Oh, really? Did Megan or Colby give you anything further north?
They gave me another option when I was there that I will have to figure out what it was again. I can't remember right now, but I don't know where it was, basically. It's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I just have never heard of any such thing as a great psychiatrist in Nassau County. Have you?
No. Seems intuitively like that would be a big city thing.
Well, I mean, somewhere like Nassau County could have somebody. If there was, I would think I would know about it. Like, everybody would know, you know?
Yeah. Seems like a discipline where what makes you great would be practicing a lot. Having a big breadth of experience, and then
yeah,
way to do that would be to be affiliated with a big medical system in a city.
Yeah, well, you have UF Health Network in Nassau County.
Yeah.
And you have Baptist Health in Nassau County, and those, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People could practice under that. Who came from Jacksonville.
Sure.
No, I bet the whole shtick on that entire industry has something to do with insurance, though.
What do you mean?
Like the practitioner knowing how to play the game to code things in a way that they're going to get the most coverage based on different plans and only accept certain plans to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of it, because if people can't get in your door because they can't afford you because it's going to be out of pocket, it's just, you know what I mean? You're going to have a different practice.
Yeah.
But if it's all going through insurance, then the consumer doesn't really have that much of a say in how the care goes because they're stuck with you. So
right.
Could do a lot of volume without being good.
Yeah.
You know, you've been out of Honey Lake like 6 weeks, right?
I guess.
You should be like about to have your seventh session with your counselor at this point.
If I was following Dr. Krupp's plan, I'd be on like 12.
I know. How's that for perspective?
Terrible. So she just kept me at the same dose of Prozac, though.
Okay. And what else are you taking?
Bistrol, Clonopin if I have a panic attack. She evidently can't write me a prescription for Claritin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not taking that.
That is weird. That is really weird, right?
Yeah.
That is really weird.
I bet it's because of insurance.
Because of what insurance?
Like her... medical practice insurance.
Still crazy. That's still crazy. Like, if she can't, what I mean? There's some liability reason she shouldn't be prescribing that, then she shouldn't be practicing anywhere, anything, period. Which I'm not saying she shouldn't be. I'm saying she should be able to make that prescription.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
And then I've got trazodone and Seroquel as sleep medicines, but I haven't been taking them because I've been so tired.
Are they in a safe location?
Or my dresser.
Do you feel like that's safe there?
Yeah. You mean because of the kids around here?
Yeah, because of the teenagers.
I think the only one that could do anything is the Klonopin, and I keep that in my car. And I don't even know what it can do to you because it doesn't seem to do anything, but they act like it's a big deal.
It's because you only take it when you're having a panic attack, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you talk to your doctor about the panic attacks?
Yes.
And what'd she say?
It's part of why she would like to try a different class of drugs. She says she would prefer to find an antidepressant eventually that deals well enough with my anxiety also so that I don't have to have any clonopin ever, or rarely.
Which
is already pretty rare, so.
But didn't you tell her that you have a very specific trigger for your panic attack?
Yes.
And she doesn't think you should just work to not have that anymore?
I mean, that's all therapy. She's just drugs.
Yeah, it's just, I would think even as, like, the drug person, you would be wanting to point somebody to try the non-drug remedies so that they won't need you.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to therapy. I think she's also reading something into the fact that she's got my medical history, so she knows that I've been on Zoloft and Lexapro before and that those weren't good. And of the three in that class, Prozac is the one that's supposed to, like, give you more lifts or something. Like,
yeah.
I think she's just taking it to mean that those aren't good for me.
I'm just imagining that if you're only in a panic state when you take Klonopin, then it's going to try to bring you back to baseline. That if somebody was already healthy in baseline and they took a Klonopin, they would probably get a completely different effect.
Well, maybe.
That's why they're warning you, because they want to make sure that you don't take it and find out that it's a good feeling to have it when you're not panicking.
Maybe. It's supposed to be, like, addictive is the scary thing with it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you felt like it was helping with your panic attacks, then next time you might take one just because you're, whatever, a little bit slightly anxious, and then the next time you might take it just because you think it'll help you relax after work. Then you have an addiction. I mean, she knows everything, right? Like, does she know about the taxes?
No.
Oh.
She doesn't do any sort of therapy.
Well, I know. It's just that, you know what I mean? If you were riding your bike for 20 minutes a day, then, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't have a bike.
or whatever, if you were going for a, you know, 40-minute walk. Those are things like, take pretty much anybody you know and have them spend their time the way that you've been spending your time, and they would have depression and anxiety problems. So would the solution then be for that person to get on medication, or would the solution be for that person to go back to spending their time in a healthy way? I'm not saying you don't have depression. I understand that you have what you have. I just think it's sad that the person who's giving you the medication wouldn't be constantly reminding you that there are lifestyle changes that would give you better results, or could give you better results. Because is the real goal to be well, or is the real goal to figure out a way to sustain an unhealthy lifestyle? Oh, did you finish taxes?
I was working on them when you called me.
Oh. Okay. And did you ask her about bipolar screenings?
No, it's pretty clear by the time we talked about the other personality thing that wasn't really her thing.
Oh, okay. That's funny. I don't know. Doesn't that feel different to you than how Megan approaches it?
Yes and no. I think that it's a different dynamic at least because you're talking about people who know you better and have more of a relationship, and even that's limited with Megan.
Yeah, I just would...
Christian people with, like, genuine concern and interest.
Yeah. I guess I just always assumed that... I always assumed that all psychiatrists would be like Megan. Like...
No.
Like a psychiatrist should be better than a psychologist. Because they should have all the training of a psychologist... Plus, they're an MD. You know what I mean? Like that should be like a double professional, like a double doctor. So they should be more able than anybody.
With like a fellowship in dealing with mind stuff. I don't think they.
Yeah.
Actually. Which it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, too. I think so much of psychiatry is psychology or whatever is... I think it's hard won, like, experience.
Yeah, broad experience.
Yeah.
like Dr. Krop.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know that he testified? Didn't he testify in the Eileen Wuornos case?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Wait, hold on. Monster?
Monster?
You didn't watch Monster with me?
Is that the boxing lady?
Huh?
Is that the boxer girl?
Boxer? No, not a boxer. Yeah. Charlize Theron played a serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, probably 15 years ago. And it was a real case in Florida, but probably from before we were born, like in the early 80s or something.
Yeah.
You don't remember that movie?
Mm-mm.
Really? She would like,
I don't ever remember movies.
I guess not. Do you remember that other movie, Memento?
Kind of. Not really, though.
You remember Sammy Jenkins?
I remember that phrase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't remember what Memento is about?
No.
Are you being serious right
now? I remember that phrase, so I know it has something to do with memory. Like, that was like a thing.
Wow. That's amazing. That's so amazing.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, yeah. I think. Where was it? Yeah, Krop testified for the defense in the Eileen Wuornos case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
the one
who,
like,
crazy.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know all the details, but I remember the movie, so I know it's, like, the basic case, and obviously I'm, you know, from Florida, where people remember it. She was the one who was, like, a prostitute, right? She would just, get in somebody's car, like a trucker's car, at one gas station and ride with them to the next gas station and in between try to, you know, get them to pay her for sex.
Right.
And sometimes she'd do like 15 or 20 a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like she got into her 30s and she gained weight and realized she couldn't get paid as much as she used to and she only like, could get trashy men to pay her.
Right.
So then she she started getting them to, like, pull off to a secluded place, you know, like she was going to let him pay her. But then instead of doing it, she would kill him and take his money. Yeah. And she did it over and over again. So I think Krop initially said that she wasn't competent to stand trial.
Right.
But then eventually when she did stand trial, he, you know, whatever, said she was crazy and all that.
Seems like a safe bet on that one.
Have you seen any of the Tiger King memes yet?
Yeah.
Is it just my friends?
Oh no. It's all over the place.
Is everybody?
No. I asked CA today about what to do about the paint sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would take it out on Saturday and see if it was working, and if not, he would get Kevin to take care of it.
Oh, wow.
What?
A truck driver in Texas fell asleep at the wheel, lost control, overturned. His load that caught fire was toilet paper. That was today. That's sad. There's got to be people who actually needed to, like, wipe their butt today. And
oh, man. And the rest of it that didn't burn got hosed down.
Yeah.
You know what? I think with all the emergency stuff, they're making truckers work more than their, like, normal legal allowance.
Yikes.
Wonder if that was the case with them. Yeah. Did you know that I might not ever be able to fly again?
I guess I was thinking not commercially. I figured you could privately.
Not too sure. Probably not. Unless I fib. Which is tempting, but I don't know. I gotta look into how it all works.
I think being a fibber is much more important reason to not let somebody fly airplanes than being depressive.
Well, thank you for your input.
What? That's not what you think.
No.
Lying to get a license is an extraordinarily serious character issue.
Not lying to get a license is lying to get my medical.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a disqualifying character problem. You think being depressive is a good reason for people to flunk a medical?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because you could use an airplane to hurt somebody.
Do you think being depressive makes you want to hurt other people?
It could. Or you could try and hurt yourself and hurt somebody in the process.
My thinking is rules like that stopped you from getting help for so long.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I know that was on your radar when we were in high school.
Yeah.
It's unnecessarily stigmatizing to the point that you end up with people in the air who aren't getting the treatment they need. But lying is really, really, really a problem. That's bad.
I think it's weird how the kids are going to grow up with this, like, notion that sometimes there's a pandemic and you
yeah.
stay in your house.
The question is this the only one?
there will be, because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way, it's a little weird that it didn't happen sooner.
I guess SARS happened because of the same thing. They were eating exotic animals in China, and they crossed over into humans. It just didn't make it quite as far. And they're already reopening China and, like, yeah.
Was that SARS a corona, though?
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if I had it a couple of Saturdays ago.
When you were sick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just see more and more and more the places that they're finally getting, like, mass testing done.
Yeah.
On, you know, they're, like, testing whole groups of people who aren't coming forward saying they have symptoms just to, like, get a baseline in a population.
Right.
You know, and finding out, like, half of the people who have a positive test don't have any symptoms.
Huh.
And then of the half who had a positive test and did have symptoms, less than half of those match the actual symptoms that have been being advertised. Like, they don't have a fever.
Huh. That's pretty wild. Wonder why the reactions vary so much.
Oh, I think it's immune systems. Because, you know, it goes in your throat first, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it attaches to one of, you know, the things in your throat, multiplies there, and then goes down into your lungs. Huh. I bet it could look, I bet, you know, they talk about, like, oh, there's tons of coronaviruses, like, you know, it's coronavirus all around. Because most people would have, you know, had some of them when they're younger and have immunity to it, and it's just like any other cold.
Huh.
So I would bet if you're someone who, like, has a good immune system and you've had a lot of colds before, I would think that your body would, like, have some ability to, like, recognize it as a distant cousin of something it's faced before.
Right.
And kill it before it really settles in the lungs.
Makes sense.
Well, they haven't called to ask me yet, so not sure what the holdup is.
I kind of wonder if my dad had it when he had pneumonia in January.
Because I should be developing a blood test to tell you if you, like, have an immunity to it specifically.
Right. It keeps getting worse. It does make me wonder if they'll eventually say we can't build houses.
I mean, you're definitely, I see this list right here, you're definitely on it as essential.
Yeah, I know for now. I just wonder. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
I just think no matter how bad it is, they can't keep the world economy closed for much longer, regardless. People are all acting like the government can bail us out, but it's like the government doesn't make things, not even money. They literally don't make anything. The only way the world goes around is if people work. It really seems like a movie, like an impossible movie. Like Bird Box.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said all. Like we should have like snapped into World War II mode a lot quicker.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't think we could stop this thing.
Well, I know. I don't mean we can stop it from happening. I mean like. We should have.
I know, the flatten the curve thing, but it's...
No, I mean, not tell... When they draw that curve, here's the problem. When it goes back down, they don't draw what happens next. You know what I'm saying? You flatten that curve, and then you let people out, the original ginormous curve then happens, just later in time than it would have.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they wanted to convince people to flatten the curve, but they might have gotten more compliance if they were honest about what happens next. And this whole time people are sitting at home, like, catching up on Tiger King.
Yeah.
Like, what if Netflix was putting a warning on before Tiger King started that said, warning, you are wasting valuable time. You could be learning to sew PPE. You know what I mean? And then, like, the government was putting out YouTube videos teaching everybody how they could sew PPE in their homes. And, like, we were all at home.
I think those don't even – I don't even know if those work, though. I think it's just, like, a feel-good thing.
What are you talking about? Oh, the surgical rooms.
Yeah.
But I told you that there's a guy from UF Health who figured out how to do it with the what's actually an N99 grade with the surgical sheeting that they put under their instruments.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if we were approaching it the way that they approached things during World War II, where everybody was expected to, like, all hands on deck, like, this is an emergency, and we all need to get ready. Like, I don't know. If they were warning people now,
I don't think we have
welders
the people
to put together
to do
ventilators.
Yeah. I don't know. The other superette. The site where I'm working was telling me last week about the fight him and his wife were having about
how much time he spends playing video games because she doesn't want him to play him so much. She told him, oh, well, I don't mind if you play video games. I just don't want you to play him for 6 hours on a Saturday. And so he said to her, well, I don't have to play him for 6 hours, but what if I play him for 3 hours? It's just like, I don't know.
But you don't think that that kind of lifestyle.
Half the country.
My understanding is that that lifestyle and that mentality comes from no real deeper purpose in life. Like you're talking about a guy who shows up to work.
Like that.
I know. You're not giving anybody a greater purpose. We're telling everybody it's okay if you don't make any money. We're going to take care of you. And everybody else is taken care of, too, so don't worry about your neighbor. Like, you're talking about a guy who shows up to work to do what he has to do in order to pay his bills and relax on the weekend over and over and over and over for 40 years.
Yeah.
And that's completely different than, like, the messages of, like, Uncle Sam needs you and we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do this with your Saturday. You're going to be a hero.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the culture kind of follows the messaging a little bit.
Yeah.
And people can rise to the occasion if you, you know, put a rifle in their hands.
Yeah.
Or a sewing machine or whatever it is they need to have.
Right.
And pretty soon they're not playing video games anymore. Saving lives.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know. I just know, like, I know back during World War II, like, people would have figured out how to clean their bottoms without paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, whatever that, I don't even know. But everybody would have been, like, happy to, like, do their part by learning how to wash strips of flannel or,
so none of this has been scary for the kids? They're just taking it inside?
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, Saturday night they were like, ah, I want to go back to our real church.
Aw.
Yeah. And they talk a lot about wanting to go to school, you know, but.
Really? So you think they would rather be in school?
Well, I mean, you have to understand right now is different than, you know, homeschooling where you can, like, go to the beach and stuff.
Right.
Like, they'll be like, can we go to the playground? No, there's coronavirus, you know.
Yeah.
Can we, you know, it's just not the same.
That's true.
Can we go over to visit the laws? No, there's coronavirus. Like,
yeah.
Going anywhere would be, like, well, a welcome change.
Gotcha.
I was on the phone with Brianna today. Simon came and sat on my lap and said, who are you talking to? I said, I'm talking to Miss Brianna. And he said, is Lily Kate there? And I said, yeah. He said, is there something you want to, so is there something you wanted to tell Lily? And he got, I don't know if you've ever heard his whisper that's so quiet you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So I had to make him say it three times. So he's like,
yeah.
Have her tell Lily if she knows about the coronavirus.
Aww.
And so I said, Simon wants to know if Lily Kate knows about the coronavirus. And she goes, oh, yes, she knows. She goes, in fact, right now, all of my kids have this toy bat that they're throwing around the yard, and they call it the Corona Bat.
Did you see that they were, the, like, you know those quarters they do periodically with, like, designs on them?
Oh,
they released
okay.
one for Q1 2020 that's totally a bat.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
From Texas?
I don't know.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you know, Lindsey Graham is leading the charge to shut down the wet markets, right?
Oh, is he?
Yep, that's who's doing it. I did not see it coming, but I'm not too surprised.
Well, I read an article today that was talking about that, and it was saying how the Chinese government should shut them down, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't know, that just goes against my sensibilities, but obviously they shouldn't be doing that. I think the real answer is for us to all just boycott them, which in any
boycott
other
what?
Chinese everything.
Is that really practical?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't boycott everything, but I'm saying, like, I would just rather changes like that happen organically from within culture. And I think it makes sense
no,
for
I'm sure,
at this point to
Oh, I'm sure that's
say,
I'm sure that's what Lindsey Graham's tactics are gonna be.
Yeah.
Is how can we put pressure on the Chinese government? Absolutely.
Well, not even the government. Like, even in their, I don't want their government telling them what to do. I want them to choose it. They should choose it from the economic pain and the social.
No, because you're talking about you're talking about millions and millions and millions of people living in China. All it takes is 10 people who don't care. Or really, yeah, 10. I mean, there's no group of millions and millions and millions and millions of people where you don't have 10 people who are only thinking about themselves.
Yeah, but the chances of something happening in that scenario would be minuscule.
Yeah,
right now, it's like a culture.
But there's not actually going to be just 10. You're not going to have Chinese people change their individual behavior.
I don't know. They might. If we stop buying all their stuff and their economy suffers and they know that it's because we're mad about this situation.
But they're so different than us, Dustin. Like, they're like their economy is communist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with the money flowing that way and the government being the one that's impacted by a boycott, and in their minds, the government is the same thing as the people because their brains work communally. Like they're going to expect that to come from their government, and they're going to desire that to come from their government. That's just their culture.
Maybe. I have to go to the bathroom, Mummy.
Okay.
Miss you.
Okay. Are you mad at me about this?
But.
Are you mad at me about this morning?
What did you say?
I was asking if you were mad at me.
No.
Okay.
Do you think I should try and get in with the other office that Honey Lake had recommended, or go back to Dr. Kropp? I should go back to Dr. Kropp. But his Jacksonville people, they seem like extremely professional.
Did they have an in-house psychiatrist?
I'm sure.
Is that all the way in Orange Park, though?
They have offices, like, all over Jacksonville. The one that I was going to was, like, I don't know. It was just a random one because they had the closest available, or the soonest availability.
Do you feel like there's a reason that they never followed up on giving you a recommendation?
Well, that I think is because that was Dr. Kropp's office, and he basically is probably quasi-retired, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think his assistants actually do all day? If he works so little.
In the office. Yeah.
Do you think so? Like, you think they're just there for his convenience?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a cushy job.
Yeah. Huh. All right, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Love you.
All right, I love you.
Good night.
Good night.